The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to an impromptu Nerdy Show microsode. Here's why. Because Adam Briggs from Ghostbusters Resurrection, he really wants to talk about Cars. Now, this is not going to be a conventional episode. I don't know where we're going to air it. I don't know when it's going to come out. But he really wants to talk about Cars. We're all here. We're waiting for a guy to show up for another microsode recording. So let's do it. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Briggs.
I'm Mike.
I'm Brandon, and I'm here for some reason.
Let's talk about Cars.
All right, they got four wheels. They got an exhaust, just like my lady.
I let Kamen Rider drive. It has a car.
They bastardized the NSX in that thing, and god damn it, I swear to god, I wanted to burn Japan to the ground when I saw that goddamn bullshit.
How about that Volkswagen lying about emissions, right?
Hey, look, like, people like to think Volkswagens are good. They're actually kind of shit because they can't make a good car.
I'm a Subaru guy myself.
Subarus are nice.
And a Bugatti Veyron. Got two of them.
I work in a parts warehouse, and I do Volkswagen, Honda, Hyundai, and Volvo. The only one that I would ever buy would be a Honda.
Dude,
Honda's kind of dog shit.
You work
now.
In a parts warehouse. If you snuck one part out a day, how long would it take you to build a fully functional car?
It would take a long goddamn time.
I mean, I get that, but
one,
like, you could
wait,
do it
are we
free.
Talking about like nuts and bolts too?
No. Just like you can buy nuts and bolts, but like okay. Here's a carburetor. Here's a one cylinder.
Well,
I don't know how cars work.
Carburetors haven't been a thing in, 25 years? Since
they
switched to fuel injection.
Do they use that crank thing still?
Crank.
My car has the crank.
Wow, Brandon, you're just a magical unicorn.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I drive a real-life replica of the Mach 5. My car has an oil slick button.
I hate you.
I know you do. You could also open the back door and have diarrhea. And I imagine that it would be just as slippery.
I actually haven't opened the trunk in a long time. I'm pretty sure there's a dead chimp in the back.
No, so I was on social media like everyone does.
I don't believe it.
It's a shock. But like, you know what kind of drove me a little insane was like, I'm a fan of Supernatural. I know. Whatever.
The show is great.
It's a good show. It should have ended after season five.
Super Hula. What is Castiel thinking?
No. It should have ended after season five because everything else after that sucks. But people cosplay as the Impala, and I found that to be annoying as fucking.
67 Chevy Impala. Cherry.
No, that it's
what he says.
It is. Don't make.
I actually wanted to buy a black 67 Chevy Impala when I started getting into that show, and I found them for like a couple thousand. You can get an exact one.
Yeah.
After that, though, they all go downhill.
Yeah.
The new Impalas, they look like shit.
Well, they're no longer muscle cars. They've lost the way.
That's the name.
You know what the 70s did to American cars? They literally bent it over the table, stuck their arm in up to the elbow, and just wriggled around for a bit.
Which is just like 70s porn.
And well, kind of. It's kind of like
you know, 70s porn has high production
I'm
value, but
no
the kink factor is way.
But like it's kind of like that thing I saw online recently. It says like a kiss will make my week, anal will make my whole week. That's wait, basically what happened to
you. Totally misquoted that, but
did
okay.
I really?
Yes,
what was it like? I get it. I get it now.
Yeah,
it'll make the whole week the actual whole.
Yeah,
so you can't poop right now.
You
more.
Would think no, because if you're using that muscle in a different way, you'd think it would tone that muscle.
The original joke is
stronger.
A kiss will make my day. Anal will make my whole week.
Right. Okay. So that's okay. That's it right there. Because like that's
meat stuffing will make my year.
But that's what happened. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's what happened to muscle cars in the 70s when you got the horrible Mustang 2 and everything else. But why aren't we talking about nerd cars?
Example.
I
DeLorean. I mean, that's
DeLoreans are pieces of shit. Fuck off.
I know. But the. I mean, it was obviously used in Back to the Future.
It doesn't matter. It's a piece of shit. It's an abomination.
It's a cool looking piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a very cool looking piece of shit.
Design-wise.
If you're going to travel through time, why not do it in style?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many better cars. They could have gone with a Trans Am.
Right. No, it's definitely a better upgrade from refrigerator.
Style.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think anybody will argue that the actual quality of a DeLorean is piss poor, to say the least.
They even make fun of it in the movie for the amount of times it wouldn't start.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he tried to slam down on Biff's car, it would shred it like tinfoil. But the DeLorean itself, it just fucking looks great. I mean, it's one of the few cars that I know of that has an entire concept album written about the Mandalorian. So,
yeah.
Mandalorian.
Hey!
Hey-o! I think maybe. All right. So, Adam, proceed. Here we are. We're talking about cars. Let's talk about nerd cars. Now, I should point out that for anybody who's listening to this, we actually did a episode about cars a long time ago before we ever knew Adam. But Adam is our true car expert in Nerdy Show. So, lay it on us, man.
Are we talking about the band?
That's probably me. Because
I don't really like cars.
So, what?
Fuck you!
What?
What are they saying?
Let the good times roll.
Yeah, they're kind of slow and boring.
You're living in stereo.
It's just, I know when you play the drums and you're doing it.
You're all
like,
I've got tonight.
Slow.
Hey, speaking of the cars, anyways,
I've derailed this.
The last Aquabats concert I went to, Greg Hawks came out and played the cues for them for one song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah. Super rad.
So, yes.
What's your favorite Batmobile?
Joel Schumacher neon.
No, not even a little bit. Actually, it's probably either
the one with the six nipples.
The one with the nipples.
No, God. It's either the one from the animated series or the Tumbler.
What about Batman Beyond? Did he have a Batmobile?
Yes, he did. Batman Beyond is cool, but it's more flying.
Well, it was completely flying.
Yeah, more flying car than anything. But the reason why I like the Tumbler is because the history behind the way the car was built is interesting, because when production went there, they wanted the car built. They went to Ford and GM and Chrysler, and they go, impossible. We can't do it. Like, there's no way that we could do this. The car won't work.
But then they went to Tesla.
No, they went to BMW. And it's funny because BMWs are actually colossal pieces of shit. They're not even remotely good. If you go to Germany, no one drives BMWs. It's either
Mercedes. You do know they're one of our... Well, they were one of our sponsors.
Well, goodbye. it's funny because...
Peace out,
like,
nerds.
The quality of German cars versus American cars has plummeted overall. And BMWs used to be king of the hill, but they are no longer. But they did build the Tumbler. And the Tumbler is actually quite impressive, but it's because they put tons of money into it and they didn't have any... You know, they didn't have to worry about, you know, mass production. But like, if you compare like the average BMW, like say like an M3 to like say a Taurus SHO, in every category, a Taurus SHO is better, more comfortable, better fuel economy, it's faster.
Well, I mean, I read a study that actually said that the size of your war machine is proportional to the engineering quality of your cars. So, of course, it's gone downhill for Germany.
True. Okay. But yeah. So, but no, like, that's the thing. But I've always wanted to talk about what are our favorite or the top 10 or so nerd cars in culture. Like, what are the most relevant and what, you know, are actually good? That's one thing I've always wanted to see our take on.
I have to think about that.
There's a lot of good out there, but maybe we can just shotgun it, you know, real quick. But, for me, it's really hard to pick. There's the Impala from Supernatural. That's one. The Cadillac from Ghostbusters is obviously way up there.
What about the Neutrinos Cadillac in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated?
Yep.
That shit hovered. It flew.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good
car. The funny thing
I love the Neutrinos.
Yeah. But I don't
know. No one ever. Well,
but I'm just talking
about that girl with the high-pitched voice.
Yeah, that's pretty rad, Daddy-O.
There's like a lot of really good examples out there. Like, I can remember what was it when Knight Rider came back and they changed it from the Trans Am to the Mustang.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a Mustang guy. Like, I'm a hardcore Mustang guy. But I was offended.
I'd be pissed at that.
I was offended that they went away from that because they haven't made a Trans Am since 2002.
Well, I stopped watching Supernatural when they got rid of the fucking 67 Impala and started using like a Mustang or something. They for like a few seasons, and I heard it came back recently or something.
I stopped. Like, I could not get past season 7 of it, so I just and it just,
it's because the car changed.
No, it was, they still had the Impala then, but like, if I'm pretty sure they did. I don't remember.
They must have gotten it back because like after season 5, it just was like,
I don't remember. Like I would love to have them like get like maybe like a 71, you know, Mach 1 or a Boss 302, something like that. That would have been great. That for me, I literally would have just. I would have fucked a hole in my TV.
I want them to drive a Hummer. H3.
Leave.
The heavy.
Go home. Go home.
Tell you what, werewolves.
I mean, now that begs the question then. We're talking about fictional vehicles. Do Transformers count?
No. I mean, they should, absolutely.
They turned into normal cars.
Well, no, but I mean, like, the cool thing is, like, Bumblebee is still a VW Bug, the original Bumblebee. Yeah, Bumblebee is a piece of shit goddamn Transformer. He should fucking die.
I'm Starscream all the way.
But, exactly.
I'm pretty sure he does once or twice.
He does.
G.I. Joe versus Transformers, the comic book, Megatron wears Bumblebee's head as bling around his neck.
Yeah, there you go. But
I did not know that.
But I mean,
yeah,
it's
right?
also
it's
but
a good
he,
book.
Like,
check it out.
The old, I mean, the old Beatles are great. You know, and they're pretty cool. But I mean,
the band.
Hey, yeah. You know, I mean,
Sergeant
let's
Pepper.
Not, I don't
want to
go down that tread because Mike's here, and I'm just gonna never live that down.
You won't.
All right. Okay. Going on. So I don't know. Like, I like what they did in the movies where Bumblebee they turn him into a Camaro and whatnot, made him a bit better because the new Beatles are.
I wonder if Camaro put any money into that movie.
Chevy, you mean?
Yeah, whatever.
GM?
I'm not a car guy. I know they go vroom. And then sometimes when you get the newer ones, they're silent.
And you watch Top Gear.
I used to. Well, Jeremy Clarkson got fired.
Like, what do you guys think, if you had to choose, like, off the top of your head, what is the best examples of cars? It doesn't matter how realistic or unrealistic it is or what medium it's in. Like, that's one thing I've always been curious about.
My favorite car was the one Homer Simpson invented. In that one episode I can't name where he created his own car.
And it was awful.
Not Mr.
Awfully Plow. Amazing.
I have only seen 4 episodes of The Simpsons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, even when you were younger and they were still partially good.
No, like I've watched every episode of Futurama probably 100 times and I can quote episodes, but I've only watched 4 episodes of The Simpsons.
Damn, son.
Was it Canyamero?
Dude, I can't remember.
Canyamero, right?
Let me drink more of this
Canyonero
tequila.
Canyonero
was... The SUV,
yes.
I think.
I just don't remember. I remember that commercial out of context. I don't remember where it came
and
from.
And I'm trying to, was that Simpsons or was
it was
that,
Simpsons, yeah.
Was that King of the Hill?
It was Simpsons because it was on the album, the Danny Elfman Simpsons album,
okay.
Go Simpsonic with the Simpsons.
I think the Canyonero is the SUV that Marge ends up buying. That's like relevant for an episode and then they don't have it ever again.
Yeah. Good continuity there.
Yeah.
Well, that is a car in a show.
This is really hard
watch.
To think of nerd cars.
I'll throw something in. I always like the realm of war vehicles.
Yeah. Okay.
So either something either from
Mad Max,
either Mad Max or like Twisted Metal.
Oh yeah, no, that those are good examples. I mean, the Falcon is amazing. In Australia, I mean, that literally is their Mustang, and in many ways, it was much better than the Mustang for many years.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible car that they did, that they used and recreated into something that is iconic and will never, ever, you know, probably escape the eyes and mind of man until we go extinct or something.
In about a week.
How about the Spider-Mobile?
Huh? Oh, God. I don't even remember that.
We're talking about, like, the American one or the one from Japanese Spider-Man?
Not Spider-Man.
Oh,
no.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Wow.
oh, God.
I'm talking about the vehicle conceived, I think, probably in the 70s, and it's a car that drives up walls. Recently. Yeah.
Did it work?
No, yeah, no, it totally did. In Old Man Wolverine, they use it to go across.
Like, did
country.
It have a grappling
have
hook
a
and then pull
buggy.
Itself up, or what?
I think it was.
It had wheels that were somehow could adhere to.
Its tires were entirely made of those little hands you got in the quarter machines that stick to walls. And they just like slowly crawled up a wall. And then if you shut the engine off, you slowly crawl back down.
Oh, you wouldn't like. Over end,
or you would just fall backwards and die.
They've actually brought the Spider-Mobile into, I guess, continuity again. If it was ever out, I'm not sure. But Peter Parker now runs Parker Industries and has a lot of money and
why
a whole
does he
arsenal
need a... Oh, okay.
of stuff just because he can. And so he's got this Spider-Mobile that, goddamn, if it doesn't drive on walls.
No one finds it. Wait, is he manufacturing a Spider-Mobile or is he driving it around as Spider-Man?
He's driving as Spider-Man.
As Spider-Man in a chase in Tokyo pursuing the...
Tokyo Drift Spider-Man 3.
It's
I'd watch the shit
it's
out of that.
It's great.
I actually would see that too.
I know it sounds ridiculous and it's supposed to. So
okay, I was just like, why does he need a car? He can go around corners and
apparently
through alleys.
Apparently because Japan.
Just because he can is the answer.
Yeah. And also, no matter how fast he can sling in one direction, a car will always be able to beat that.
Except for sharp turns that he apparently can make 90-degree angles like that, like instantly. So,
well, if you think about it this way,
alleyways.
If you have a substance on your tires that allows you to basically make hard banking turns, the only thing from stopping you is your own physical stamina and ability to withstand.
Well, I guess that's true. And he's no Bruce Wayne though. He's not going to have a good security system on that. Is he Bruce Wayne?
He has a lot of money now.
He's arguably smarter than Bruce Wayne.
What if Bruce Wayne was bitten by a spider?
Spider-Man has currently been cast as a more fun Iron Man, like in the Marvel Universe. It's built up to this. It's in a really good place. Trust me when I say that it's good and it makes sense, but I know that it's to the outside world, no one gives a fuck.
I still like
it. But I'm very much enjoying it.
So something good came out with his team up with Tony Stark during Civil War then.
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of water under the bridge since then. I mean, this is a byproduct in a lot of ways of him surviving a multiversal event when every Spider-Man conceived, including Spider-Man, teamed up together to
and
to
his
fight
giant
evil.
Robot.
Oh God, Leo Plardon. God, that was so many. Bars.
You mean Leo Pardon?
Thank you. God damn it, I always get it wrong, but that was great.
Marveler.
What are some other nerd cars? I'm really trying.
I mean, if we're talking like
think,
nerdy,
but
cars,
I was not prepared for this.
I mean, obviously, you got like Batmobile, Mach 5, yeah. Initial D.
Initial D is probably the... No,
okay,
no,
but that's like a normal... That's a real car.
Yeah, that's, cor- yeah. That's
no,
car porn.
No, but we could talk about real cars. Any car that was in nerd culture is relevant to the conversation. It doesn't have to be a fictional car that can drive up walls or go through, you know, break the, you know, speed of light. You know, I mean, like, they use
you,
a...
Better
for,
yet,
okay, for, you cannot break the speed of light.
Okay, better yet, well, who's...
says
who's
Papa that, Tyson.
God, old superhero back in the day. Some teenager who turns into a car...
Auto Man.
Thank you. I don't know.
That was tough. That was a tough one.
I've never seen it, by the way, but I know about the premise and it looks ridiculous.
Is there a car in Botsmaster? Because that was great. Is there? You remember that?
That's the same with Beastmaster.
Shades. What? You've never seen Botsmaster?
No.
No one? There's a whole section where they like put on 3D shades, and every episode there'd be a 3D part, and there'd be this guy, and he runs lots of robots, and there's like
a cartoon.
No. Yes.
Give a breakdown of Kamen Rider Drive real quick.
Oh, geez.
And we'll go on why it's an abomination.
And I would at some point like to do an episode just to talk about Kamen Rider in general.
We got time, go.
Let's do it.
But this now is the time or place. I need Dan with me.
But we'll just mention
anyway,
Drive.
So Drive, basically he is a police officer. He's a detective who is given a belt which houses the intelligence of the professor who made it. That he uses to transform into a Kamen Rider to fight evil. He does this by equipping these little toy shift cars to a bracer that lets him change. Right. His big gimmick is that he equips different tires through a tire change that gives him special powers. Like, he gets one that wraps around him and he gets, you know, like fire punches.
I'm trying to picture this and I can't.
And he gets one that, you know, lets him, like, throw spikes.
Cat, pull up Kamen Rider Drive. Right there on the computer.
Okay.
So Brandon can see.
I don't even know. What, he turns into a car? Or
no,
a
no,
tire?
No, 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 no. You'll see it here in a second. But,
yeah.
But
I'm
it,
so confused.
Okay, like,
someday Brandon will go on a magical mystery tour through the All Nerds house, and we'll experience these things.
But okay. Like, Kamen Rider is actually kind of fucking cool. Like, it's ridiculous and campy as shit, but it's actually kind of crazy.
So this is toys. This is not the actual show.
The toys in the show are the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as in the quality
that
of
car's on fire.
The props, the quality of the props in the show are the same as the toys produced.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking insane.
Oh, I thought you were saying Kamen Rider, like he's common.
No, that's Kamen is in mask.
Okay, so he's got a belt.
Yeah.
And you put different things in it, and it's a legit regular belt.
Yeah, it's kind of cool at that regard. It's just the Kamen Rider looks really dumb.
Like, yeah, I mean, Kamen Rider has over the years become basically a way to sell toys.
Yeah.
It's a half-hour toy commercial, much like the shows we watched when we were growing up.
Which is really weird because Kamen Rider was meant to be for the older audience as opposed to Super Sentai, which was
for the younger audience.
I'm still confused. But okay,
but the reason why we bring it up is like I was super excited about it because I'm like, oh, it's a Kamen Rider about cars. This is fucking awesome. It's going to make me happy. And then I saw the car he drove in it because normally Kamen Riders have a motorcycle. It's usually a Honda. It's a Honda.
I think it's Honda, Suzuki. I want to say it's always been Honda, but I could be wrong.
I think it's always been a Honda. And it's always been cool. But the car they chose was an NSX. And NSX are legendary because they use an F1 platform.
What's an NSX?
It's a Honda. This is back before Honda became complete dog shit. In 2005 is when that happened.
Are all dogs... I'm sorry. Are all cars from your point of view so far from this episode? I've gathered that all cars are shit at this point.
No.
Cars are either super fucking amazing, oh my god, or dog shit.
Yeah, no, that's there's
my Toyota Corolla 2002.
It's okay.
Thank you. Okay is a good answer from him, so okay. I'm okay with that. It's 100,000 as of yesterday, guys. 100,000, and it hasn't died yet.
Yeah, I mean,
good.
You still got like 50,000, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
But like 2005 Honda's quality, poop, just dropped through the floor. They're not. If you buy a Honda now, you're dumb. But anyway, and I will stand.
Don't
by that.
Buy a Honda.
So anyway, they took this Honda NSX, which is a beautiful car. It's a gorgeous car. And I think it was a 98 to like an early 2000s. So in production of that car in like 2001, 2002.
You asking? Because I don't know.
I'm thinking. I can't remember.
I was like,
I can't remember. Google. Anyway, the car was like, it was amazing because it had incredible handling. Like the car could go around like a hairpin turn.
Could you Tokyo drift around things?
Yes.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yes, you could. The car had amazing handling and balance. It was almost a perfect 50-50 balance of a car, and that's super important. Most cars aren't even remotely close to that. But it's this beautiful, perfect-looking car, and then they bastardized it. It was so bad the way that they did to this car, and it literally caused me physical pain. Like, I think one of my testicles now is not usable.
Can you get the original version?
I only need one, so it's all right.
Can you get the original NSX in a Gran Turismo game?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm assuming you have it.
I've played every Gran Turismo for hundreds and hundreds of hours on each
Holy
game, probably.
Shit.
See, here's the thing. Adam's like, oh, they ruined that car. I'm like, dude, but, like, it drives itself? And when he uses the right shift car, it turns into, like, a giant big wheel. That made it better.
Nah, man. Nah,
like, they improved that
car.
Nah,
dog. This is like
a regular NSX doesn't do that, but the Triteron totally does that shit.
Nah, man.
And it's way better now.
I have to agree with what he just said.
Nah, they guopped the car. They guopped is what they did.
Now, I feel it's probably important that we explain guop. I'm not sure where this...
I thought it was a racist term for Italians. No, I'm serious.
No. GWAP is an acronym, and it started at where I work, and I've been upgraded to the GWAP specialist, but it stands for Gaping Wide Open Pile Driver. That's what they did to the NSX.
It's a sex move.
It's a really aggressive sex move.
Pile Driver.
Can you do that from the? Do you have to do that from like the second story?
You can. It makes it.
I want to know, like, what's the minimum height to make it into a gaping hole? Do you create the gaping hole, or is the hole already gaped and you're going into
it? Well, like
it?
you're punching into the hole.
Are you making it gaping, or is it gaped already?
You're making it gaping with your fist, generally up to the elbow.
It's not pre-gaped, basically.
Like, you know what a pile driver is.
Yeah, you know what
it's that, but something ends up being gaping at the end.
Does somebody die at the end of this?
From the second story, generally.
Okay.
Yes.
So this has nothing to do with guacamole, then?
No.
Okay, so
wait, did you say guapamole?
Guacked.
Yeah.
So like that. That's a different sex move. That's what they did to. the poor NSX. The poor NSX is such a legend, and they brought it back, by the way, and it looks amazing. But it's not the lightweight handling masterpiece. It's probably just going to be a straight line shooter. But
those
who knows?
I'm a
big fan of the Testarossa from Miami Vice season 2 and onward.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
I also like the Tostone,
and I love with all my heart Tostitos. And soul the Lotus from The Spy Who Loved Me that turns into a submarine. That Elon Musk recently bought and back in 2013 to actually turn into a car submarine
conversion. Didn't it actually turn into a submarine, but not very well, but it still went underwater.
They made several different versions of the car for this. So there was the ones for the chase scenes on the streets. There was the shell that drove into the water. And
so it didn't actually translate. They had like three different ones.
There was
just to show
there was the
scene.
One that had the animatronics where the wheels go into the body and the shields come on. And then there was the submarine that they actually built. That is actually a fucking Lotus from the exterior, and
they basically welded someone in there,
which
and then
is
had
the
to get
one
out
that Musk bought.
Huh.
And yeah,
didn't they create a lightweight car that could fly in one of the Bond movies? And it was legit; like they actually built it.
Probably.
I don't remember.
It was a glider or something. I could be making this up.
They've got all kinds of like jets and jetpack. I mean, the jetpack was real.
How good is an Aston Martin?
Aston Martins are one of the most beautiful pieces of artwork on the planet.
But
how good is a Plymouth Prowler?
Just made random.
Get the fuck out
let's
right
just
now.
Name random things.
When I was in middle school, I thought that car looked cool as shit, and I am an idiot.
Wait, is the Prowler that's the one that's kind of like pointy at the front? And it's got the wheels that stick out.
Yeah.
It looks like oh god, I still want one. Like I want a Prowler.
Like I was kid, I also kind of liked the car, but as I got older,
everyone did. It looked awesome.
When I got older. And then whenever my dad would see it, he would always kind of shudder. And I understood that I was wrong.
But you could drive one wheel on the sidewalk and trip everyone.
Also the beatings. And you're like, Daddy, I want one of those. And then he beat you until you couldn't open your eyes anymore. So.
Well, I mean, you know, things happen. And then we move on. But
Subaru STI.
WRX STI are great. They're awesome. They're,
okay.
I mean,
that's the car I want. It's like an off-road rally car version.
They're not the equal of an Evo. You know, Evo 7 through Evo last year was
the game 10. Evo or the car?
The Mitsubishi Evolution was always the superior car.
I like the Eclipse.
The Eclipse is nice. I mean, if you depending on
no,
if you get...
my mom had an Eclipse. You couldn't see out the back of that shit. Then she got a Toyota Celica, which I called the Death Pod because when you looked out the rear view like mirror to see out the back, there was no window in the back and you just died.
Which was the car you almost murdered us in, Brennan?
Oh, a Toyota Celica.
Okay.
That was like one of my first times driving, I think.
You know when you're in high school and You do like really reckless, inappropriate things. Well, we were letting Brandon drive us around in his mom's sports car one night, and
please don't call us out on sports car.
God damn if he didn't like drive at a million miles an hour down I-95 and like pull up a fucking off ramp and like screaming up so hard. The only way that we didn't like smash into an SUV was that he pulled into the little part in the side where the homeless people hang out.
To be fair,
fortunately not killing any of them.
The whole time I was driving, I was thinking of Hiro Yui from Gundam Wing. And that's if basically red, my piloting faster, skills. So yeah. So I was like, I got this.
See, we're about everyone to die. Has
this red light, but I got this.
Everyone has one of those stories, because a friend of mine driving us home from school when I was in high school, we took a back road behind Tycho Airport.
Oh god, I love Tycho Airport.
Oh yeah,
god.
No, like if you're the person who can drive really well, it's great. But we took a corner and we drifted around the corner, and I look out, you know, the window I'm sitting next to, and there's just like a light pole coming right at me.
Oh, in slow motion.
Oh, that was not
See,
fun.
I nearly killed myself when I had this Civic. I picked a race with a car that I couldn't possibly beat going down I-95. And
for some reason, you can't drive 95 on 95. You'd think they'd name a road number after the speed limit.
Well, here.
Every day on 417 would be a nightmare.
Like, you would try to reach that limit, but you couldn't.
Well, the one thing I like about 95 is this, is like, it's because everyone thinks they're a NASCAR driver on it. Like, you got people in minivans doing like 120 down it, and you're just like, shit. And that car is going to rip itself apart, and it's going to be hilarious. As long as there's no kids. I know, Brandon.
It's still probably hilarious.
Yeah, it's still kind of funny.
So, but I mean, okay, so anyway, this is what happened. Well, we were a bachelor party for my brother-in-law, and we had to run back home real quick. And we had like an hour to go home, shower, because we went shooting, and we had to be in Tampa to go to a strip club.
Like,
right?
Shooting with a gun.
Yes, guns. Yeah. We were shooting out there, just random stuff, and it was great. We're being redneck as fuck. So anyway.
Okay.
We were.
Yes, you were.
Yes.
Verified.
So we go down there, and a friend of Mike and I's, he has a Cadillac CTS-V, which is basically a Corvette engine in a Cadillac. That's literally what the car is.
So it was really slow. Got it.
No, it's incredibly fast.
Okay.
And I can remember, Keith was just like, dude, man, I can't drive. I'm drunk, and I'm a lightweight, so I generally don't drink. We put that thing up to 140, 150 going down I-95. We went from one exit to the other in like 3 minutes.
What I don't get is like, you put such... First off, the engine's probably incredibly heavy, but then you also put it in a car that's crazy heavy. So you would think it wouldn't be able to reach those limits.
Well,
unless
no,
you're like,
CTS-Vs are not that heavy.
Like, did it take you 20 minutes to like get to the top speed?
Well, it's all about your power to rate ratios, and the CTS-V has a very good one.
Okay.
It's honestly not a heavy car. It's not like an old Cadillac DeVille or DTS, you know, something like that, which is basically just...
Which is stands for down to suck, right?
No, they're actually, if you're driving across country,
that's a good thing.
A DTS or a DeVille would be great because they're crazy comfortable.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up because we've been going on this impromptu microsode for about 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
So
Mach 5 is pretty good for a
car.
Yeah,
agreed. Try to run all the way, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't go Mach 5. It's completely a fucking lie, but whatever.
We barely touched on the cars of pop culture in this, but if you have any, let us know.
People ask about more car stuff. I get boners over it.
And if you want more car stuff, let us know, because if we knew we were going to do this, man, I would have pulled in Max Acree, the guy who's consulting with us for all the automobiles of Lightning Dogs and all kinds of other stuff. So
why don't you create your own car show called like Bottom Gear or like Lowest Gear? Like, I mean,
can we do that, please?
No, you have to completely do this yourself in the bathroom with a camera.
No, I mean, man, I'm
as long as I personally don't have to spend any of my time on production. Yeah, sure, fine, whatever. But
I want to talk about cars
next week on Bottom Gear.
I'll call it Bottom Gear. Don't call Eric.
Worst Gear.
If you'd like to hear episodes of Bottom Gear, just let us know.
Bottom Gear Solid.
Phantom Pain.
Is that a butt stuff joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Oh, hey, present day Cap here. Thought I'd pop in and provide you with some additional context. We had this episode gathering dust in the archives, and I totally forgot about it, but... This week, we just released an episode of Lightning Dogs featuring the aforementioned Max Acree, where we talk about a whole different selection of nerd cars. Is this too many nerd car episodes in 1 week, considering we only ever did this once before, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago? It could be too many car episodes. But even not being a gearhead, I do find this conversation pretty fascinating because it is a whole subsection of nerd culture that does not in any way represent me. But wow, Adam and Max, it represents them in a big way. So if you dug this conversation, or if you just dig mid-late 80s cartoons, check out episode 15 of Lightning Dogs, Vehicular Paradigms. Lightning Dogs, if you're not familiar, is a concept we created here on Nerdy Show for an animated series that we're turning into a real thing that we're doing. It's about a group of anthropomorphic dogs from another world who travel to a post-apocalyptic Earth. And we always envisioned them tearing through the wasteland in their battle-ready hot rods. But not being gearheads ourselves, we had no idea what these cars would look like, which is why we brought in Max, and why we had a preliminary discussion that's in this episode, where we talked about all the influences from pop culture we wanted to pull from to design our vehicles. So there you have it. Two great Nerdy Show tastes that taste great together, and that taste is maybe diesel. Maybe it's biodiesel. I don't know. I'm pretty selective about the viscous fluids I drink. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to sample a discussion of even more random nerd conversations, you're definitely going to want to join us on Patreon. We have a ton of bonus content over there. And your monthly contributions help support the entire Nerdy Show network and help us build a bigger, badder, better Nerdy Show for you. You can also shop on Amazon via our Amazon links at nerdyshow.com/Amazon. Use it as your portal for all your purchases, and it will give back to us, including any purchasable things we link to on this episode's page. We've got Nerdy Show shirts and stickers, etc., over on the Nerdy Show store, and you can even give a one-time donation. So please do all those things, or one of them, or some of them. And here's something you definitely should do if you haven't done it yet. Rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us burn rubber in the digital test strip, and that lets people know that we're out there. They see the smoke from our tires that we're burning. I don't know anything about cars. What am I even doing? Anyway, taking us out is a track by Lemon Demon. It's called Two Trucks, and it makes me think of Adam Briggs every time I hear it.
Guap gear.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Jonathan.
Bye, I'm Briggs.
Bye, I'm Mike.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
See you next time.
Guap gear 5000.
Go. Two trucks having sex. Two trucks having sex. My muscles involuntarily flex. Two trucks having sex. Two trucks having sex. My muscles involuntarily flex. Two pickup trucks making love. American made. Built for tough. Too beautiful. Murder machines. American angels in the sky. Grown men cry. Two trucks having sex.
Oh yes.
Two trucks having sex.
Oh yes.
My muscles. My muscles involuntarily flex. Two chucks having sex.
Oh, yes.
Two chucks having sex.
Oh, yes.
My muscles, my muscles involuntarily flex. Right by my side. The passion is more than I can withstand. Two trucks holding hands. Two trucks holding hands. The passion, the passion. My big fat heart expands. Two pickup trucks. One cylinder block. Crush my body like a rock. So beautiful. Let's start tonight. Just fireworks and eagles in the sky. The founding fathers cry. Two trucks.